Hey everyone, how you doing? It's Broman. I know it's Wednesday and you were probably expecting a new episode of Ask Broman, but as part of my, I guess, new mantra this year of taking care of myself and making sure that my brain is all the way there, we decided to pump the brakes a little bit and we'll be bringing back the next episode on Friday. This flu has seriously kicked my ass. And if any of you out there have been suffering from it, my deepest apologies. I wanted to take a moment, though, because, you know, it's Wednesday, right? Like the middle of the week, it's hump day, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure for some of you, this part of the week super sucks. And, you know, I have the great benefit of waking up every day and loving what I do more and more so each and every day. So much great stuff is happening with streaming, and I'm learning. Oh God, I'm learning so much from King's Coast, and I just wanted to take a time and break out some things that I've been learning in hopes that they might help you. You know, on Twitch, I've been a singular entity, right? I'm my own boss. I make my schedule. I choose what games I want to stream. I choose who I want to interact with. Everything. It's a one-man show. And in a lot of ways, it's fantastic. I love being in charge. But it has absolutely weakened my capacity, or at least understanding, up into a point of what it takes to work in a team environment or to have longer deadlines. Because when I wake up and I decide what I want to stream, I'm streaming it. It's very app-based mentality, right? I push the button, I have the thing, let's go. But working on Guardian Con has taught me a lot about how mind-numbingly long certain things take. You know, I'm used to having full agency and control over everything. And now we're working on Guardian Con and we're trying to bring in a lot of developers, right? And I met so many developers at PAX South. And if you are one of the devs I met at PAX South, thank you so much for your time. I don't know why you're listening to this, but I love you to bits for doing so. And I learned that, you know, these big companies, they don't have they may have one decision maker that has full agency over their budget, but they always have to justify to investors or to the rest of the company why the decisions that they're making are good, which is a unique situation for me. At first I was really frustrated by this. I was like, this is bullshit. Why can't people just say yes? I don't understand. And that was me being brash and thinking that you know, multi-million dollar studios had the same level of agility that I do, a singular individual with a studio in my house, which is just not the case. And I had to learn that, you know, when you're working with big entities, sometimes it takes a really long time to get everyone where they need to be so that they can get where they need to go. I got so many individual yeses from folks. This, we're talking about 2 years ago now, not this year, who were like, yes, we'd love to be involved. Let me see. And I would say 90% of people came back with a no, even though the person I was talking to wanted to be involved. But they said, but now it's on everyone's radar. And here we are a year later, having Guardian Con having Guardian Con on the radar of a company for a year, along with all the positive press we got, changed the tone of the folks they were talking to. And now we'll have more people involved. And I know that this sounds like a whole lot of talking for no result right now, but here you go. If you've made it here, here's the fucking gold, all right? When you're not in control, things take time. And that's good. I used to be really frustrated and paralyzed by that because I wanted everything to just work out. I wanted an answer now so I could move on to the next thing. But the beauty of things taking time, waiting to hear back on decisions, waiting to get that email, is you don't have to sit there hitting refresh. You can work on other aspects of your life, and behind the scenes, work is getting done on all this other stuff. Now, yes, you need to do all the smart stuff, follow up, make sure everybody's making progress. I get it. You need to be in charge. You need to have your advocacy, all that stuff, right? Set up. Because you're number one, you're in charge, you need to hustle. I get it. And I talk about that all the time. But when you're in charge of everything and you finally get to a point where you have to pitch and then wait, you are suddenly in this magical, rare situation where you have time to do shit on your own. And this might not apply to everybody who's listening, but if you're the kind of person whose work or job or day-to-day life involves pitching and waiting, learn to embrace the downtime instead of just tearing your own mind apart, wondering what's going on. Learn the companies that you're going to be working with and working for. Learn how long they take to respond. Connect with people there on a real level, since you know they're doing hard work for you. It's so easy to take all this downtime and turn it into stress, but instead you can turn it into proactive relationship strengthening and personal growth time that you didn't even realize that you had. So there's that. It's been a really great journey with Guardian Con, and I wanted to share that particular lesson about time with you all, because I feel like we're all constantly strapped for time, and that was time I didn't realize I had until recently. So maybe go through your life, not maybe, do go through your life and see where are the points that you are stressing instead of growing. Points where you're trying to crack open a nut that is someone else's responsibility. 100%. I'm a big believer in the buck stops with you when you're in charge. But at a point, you have told someone to do something and they have to do it. Now it's time for you to do you. Find that time. Turn it into something productive. And you might be surprised where you end up in a year with all this extra time. Thanks for listening today, folks. I appreciate you, each and every one of you. You're going to hear this from me a lot over the next month, but I was nominated for Streamer of the Year for the Shorty Awards, the 10th annual Shorty Awards. You can go to shortyawards.com/10th/Professor Broman, and you can vote for me there daily. I would appreciate it if you've gotten any value out of this podcast or anything that I do. A vote there would be incredible. You can do that if you want. You don't have to. But if you think about it later on in the day, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you all next time. Peace.